It is easy for city folk to dream of escaping to the countryside as they seek safe hideaways from close physical contact or the claustrophobia of a locked-down city apartment. Viewed through this lens, rural towns seem like the bucolic, Zoom-connected work centres of the future. I understand how tempting it is to slip into such reveries. During Spain's coronavirus lockdown, I've been living near Candeleda, a town in the province of Avila, 100 miles west of Madrid and similar in size to Santo Domingo. I have enjoyed mountain views, flowering meadows and pure, fresh air. But I am also now familiar with the eerie experience of isolation with an enormously tight-knit community. City friends are envious. In some ways they are right to be, but in others they are decidedly wrong. Nobody is safe from a global pandemic. Santo Domingo is proof of that. Few countries have suffered as badly as Spain from COVID-19. In per capita terms, it is believed to have the world's highest rate of deaths, according to a study of excess deaths from all causes by the Financial Times, though Britain may soon overtake it. Some critics of Spain's left-wing coalition government have blamed the severity of the outbreak, in part, on the failure to cancel celebrations for International Women's Day on Sunday, the 8th of March. Across Spain, at the end of a week that had seen the first coronavirus deaths reported in Madrid, the Basque country and Valencia, several million people took to the streets. Populists, such as the far-right party Vox, have accused Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez of putting feminist politics above public health, but Vox also held a mass meeting at a Madrid bullring that day. The truth is that few politicians took the threat of COVID-19 sufficiently seriously at first, and while some scientists were warning of impending danger, most people in Spain did not realize that the dramatic explosion of cases that began a few weeks before in Italy was just about to happen here as well. In Santo Domingo, there were already clues about what was to come. On the 8th of March, two elderly inhabitants, Maria Isabel Aizpurua and Valentin Perez, passed away, part of an unusual 5-day spike in deaths. In that short period, 6 people died, 7 times higher than could usually be expected in that time period. It's possible that COVID-19 had claimed lives in the town even before then. 2 deaths recorded earlier in the month now look suspicious, though it's impossible to know the cause for certain. The dead weren't being tested, said a doctor who dealt with some of them, but asked not to be named. So who knows?